SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. One of the legal challenges faced by former President Trump goes back to court today.
At a hearing today, the federal judge in Fort Pierce, Florida, overseeing the classified documents trial of former President Donald Trump, is expected to set a new trial date. It was scheduled to begin May 20th, but U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been signaling that may get pushed back. Federal prosecutors led by Jack Smith requested July 8th. Defense lawyers countered with August 12th, but say there is no way to hold a fair trial before the Republican National Convention in July or the November election. Trump denies any wrongdoing. He faces 40 counts on charges that he willfully retained top secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate, urged his lawyer to hide records and lie to the FBI, and enlisted staff to delete surveillance footage. I'm Jennifer King.
Not calling them undocumented nor migrants, and certainly not illegal aliens. Now the Biden White House has started referring to those who broke the law to get here as newcomers. Now, some of those so-called newcomers are accused of horrific crimes, most recently the brutal bludgeoning death of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Rowley. Also at SRNNews.com, a police officer and a court employee are dead. They showed up at a home in Independence, Missouri, there to serve an eviction notice.
Upon doing so, they were met with gunfire, and I am very tragically sorry to report that in the process we lost another one of our own.
Independence Police Chief Adam Dustman heard there on KMBC-TV. Following a brief funeral service, the body of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been transported to a Moscow cemetery. Amid a heavy police presence, hundreds showed up to pay their final respects to the prominent Putin foe who died recently at a remote Russian penal colony. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 67 points, NASDAQ futures 1 point lower. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the entertainment world.
Hulu, the giant streaming platform owned by Disney, has agreed to air an advertisement for a Texas church. Initially, the platform rejected the spot, saying it violated its policy against, quote, religious indoctrination. The legal group First Liberty got involved, and Hulu has now reversed course. Some critics found Hulu's concern about a simple ad promoting a church to be laughable, given the filthy and ultraviolet content that it cheerfully sells to America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Louisiana have passed a bill that will allow residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. However, the new law would not allow people to carry a concealed gun without a permit inside of a church. As many more houses of worship are being attacked these days, growing number of congregations are opting to arm themselves. Some employ professional security guards, but others are deputizing parishioners. This is SRN News. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky falls short in a bid to block the sale of F-16s to Turkey.
Senator Paul says most who approved the sale only recently changed their minds.
What we have here is a clear case of quid pro quo.
Approving the sale in exchange for Turkey dropping its opposition to Sweden joining NATO. He says last time there was the accusation of a quid pro quo that size.
Boy, everybody was all up in a lather and they said we have to impeach Donald Trump because it's a quid pro quo. Apparently, it depends on what the quid is and what the quo is.
But fellow Republican Jim Risch argued selling the planes to Turkey was easily justified.
They are an ally in NATO.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Biden is expected to sign a stopgap money bill that averts a partial government shutdown this coming weekend, funding the government for several more weeks, the fourth short-term spending bill of the current term. More details at SRNNews.com.